Hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm broadcasting from a new studio tonight, so in case we have any bugs that you'll know that we're trying our best. Thanks for joining us. This is the Inside Hour. We come to you every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Pacific time. We come at 12 midnight on the East Coast and in Hawaii, where we usually have Reverend Roxy Hampton joining us, who is currently engaged in some of the most interesting politics insofar as the swine flu, looking at resolution that she's been advancing. We hope to have Reverend Roxy join us tonight. She is a regular on the Inside Hour. When I'm not here, she's usually taking over. I don't know about you, but it's been a fascinating week for yours truly. We've been in Southern California. I think the latest news that's very interesting is beyond the healthcare professionals from Hong Kong, from the UK, and from even New York State who have decided that they're not going to be taking the swine flu vaccine. Wise choice this coming fall season. That's a very, very wise decision that they've made, and it's more than half. So that means that literally more than half of the people who are charged with health, nurses, physicians, medical doctors, have determined that they are not going to be taking the swine flu vaccine this year because they simply, wisely, do not trust it. It's been that kind of a week. This week we also learned that Guillain-Barré is a definitive side effect from the vaccinations because of the squalene. It's an adjuvant that's in these vaccines. This program is partly dedicated tonight to educate you, the listeners, you, the viewers. We're actually broadcasting tonight for the first time. If you want to go online, we have been off the air broadcasting live over the live stream network at love528tv.com. Love528tv.com has our signal right now, and I don't know quite what the audio is like, but I can see the video right now. It is working. This is a new studio, as I mentioned, and so bear with us if there's any technical difficulties tonight. It's been a week where we've just determined that the squalene, which is an oil that they say is a natural oil, but it actually causes very unnatural effects on the immune system. It's been in hyper-concentrated doses in the forthcoming flu vaccines, and that it was responsible for Gulf War syndrome, many, many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands, in fact, of autoimmune diseases in Gulf War veterans, as well as cancers. That's something that we don't want to see happen again. And we had a debacle in 1976 with regard to the swine flu vaccine campaign back then. It was not wise. And if you've been paying attention to yours truly for many years now, I've been telling you that my mother personally died from taking the swine flu vaccine and suffering from a disease called Guillain-Barré, progressive autoimmune neurological impairment that's associated with the white blood cell bodyguards in her body taking over, destroying her own nerve fibers. And that's what this past week or a couple weeks ago, the UK government sent a secret memo to the neurologists in Britain, warning them that they're likely to see dramatically increased numbers of Guillain-Barré syndrome neurologically impaired patients in the days and weeks that follow the injections of the swine flu vaccination. What's hot right here in Southern California, more than the weather, is that parents, teachers associations from your local schools. This is virtually breaking news. I only tell you this is because I personally, as a parent with a child in public school, that's not my will, believe me. If it was my will, I'd have all my children leave public school, but you know, there's this thing that children do sometimes, and you know, as a parent, you sometimes got to let them go, otherwise they're going to blame you for the rest of your life, and God, who wants that? So I have a child, actually two children in public schools right now, one being homeschooled, and that the child that is with me in Southern California brought home some paperwork for me to sign, one of which is a Parents Teachers Association agreement to participate or not. You have to sign it one way or another with the Parents Teachers Association's involvement in emergency preparedness. For the first time in history, the parents are being called upon through the school systems to engage in a genocide. And what they're planning to do is, again, in the fall, starting in October, perhaps early November. If all of the authorities and all the officials are reading this correctly, what it appears to them and to me is that they're going to pull some fast one and create some sort of an emergency, very likely. And that will trigger, instead of a voluntary vaccination agreement between you or your children and the state, it will be a mandatory. It's made that way by presidential decree as well as public health official authorization. The Model State Emergency Health Powers Act kicks in at that point, and what you have there is fascism masquerading in disguise and genocide masquerading in disguise of public health. They say it's for national security reasons, that they don't even tell you the ingredients, but we have found enough of the patents and the previous publications from the vaccine manufacturers such as Baxter to know what's in these vaccines, and we know we don't want to take them. So, you know, forgive me if I harp too much on vaccinations to your liking, but the reality is you and I need to do our jobs to alert everybody as watch persons, as responsible people, alerting the public, alerting our family, extended family, our friends and relatives, brothers and sisters, and people who have ears to hear the kind of life-saving information that we're now sharing with you tonight on the Inside Hour. I want to thank our sponsors for tonight's program, HealthyWorldStore.com, and there's some fascinating and wonderful things that are is happening right now with Healthy World Store. There's going to be some new store components. There's going to be a completely new store, in fact. There's going to be an affiliate program and an affiliate store whereby you'll have the opportunity to join us as partners in a cooperative to help save lives and get people not only information that's life-saving, but also the products such as OxySilver, such as Zeolife, all of these wonderful products that we've been advancing because of our advanced knowledge in the chemistry of reality, the musical mathematics, and the electromechanics of how the Creator creates. That has allowed us to advance the most powerful healing technologies and nutraceuticals, botanicals, even mineral waters such as OxySilver that have profound impacts on protecting your body, helping you withstand the current and the coming plagues. There's been a challenge for us. I know right now we're rushing a case, actually a couple cases of OxySilver to a dear friend tonight, and I want to ask you to join me tonight. Usually I start the Inside Hour with a prayer. I'm going to ask you to join me tonight in prayer for a dear friend and a dear colleague, somebody who's an American hero who was just diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia, very fast-acting leukemia. Our friend's name is Don Harkins. Don Harkins is the editor and the publisher of the Idaho Observer. It is the definitive slam dunk expose on everything that the government doesn't want you to know, everything that the drug industrialists have been hiding. And there's one newspaper, actually two, that I think are equally important. One is the Crusader with Greg in Florida, but also in Idaho. Our buddy Don Harkins is in the hospital tonight, and he's in intensive care. This acute lymphocytic leukemia came on very, very quickly. I suspect possibly foul play, because there's nobody at the forefront of exposing the global elite more than Don Harkins. He has some really good people caring for him right now, Dr. Bill Deagle, Dr. Truott. I'm helping whatever I can. Jeff Rentz last night on jeffrentz.com, and I said a prayer for Don, and we've rushed Don Harkins two cases of OxySilver, one for IV administration, that's a professional IV intravenous administration, as well as the regular OxySilver that's available to all of us over the counter. We've done that tonight, and I'm going to ask you out of love, likewise, to say some prayers for Don. So if you would, please join me right now and wish Don Harkins a speedy recovery. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thank you so much for the friendship and kinship and the brothers and the sisters listening tonight. And Don Harkins, as a brother of ours, we ask for a special anointing and a powerful healing on this brother who is in urgent need of your care. Heavenly Creator, we who are on the front lines of telling your truth in the world, we ask for a special blessing and anointing so that we can not just be protected, but we can also administer your healing. We ask for a special healing for Brother Don, who right now is in need of having his immune system begin to function normally. We ask for that powerful Holy Spirit of protection and remediation to enter Don's body and miraculously cure him of anything that should not be in his body. Anything that is not of you, Heavenly Creator, we ask that it goes right now. In the name of the blessed Messiah Yeshua, I demand that it goes right now to a place that no man dwells and leaves Don Harkins alone so that he can be continuing his great work on behalf of awakening the masses, awakening we the people, and serving the great needs of truth-telling in this age of deception and darkness. We ask for this powerful blessing to restore him completely, that his immune cells function optimally and normally, and that in numbers go back to normalcy. And we ask for the tumors and the cancers and whatever else is not of you, Heavenly Creator, in Don Harkins' body again to go quickly to a place where no man dwells and leaves Don Harkins to live for many, many, many years, fruitfully, happily, healthfully, and in service to you and Ingrid Cassell, who is his beloved, and to all the subscribers of the Idaho Observer, and to all of us who have a heart connected to Don's. We ask for a miraculous healing that we need right now, Heavenly Creator. So in Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you and I say, Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us for that prayer. You know, as this time goes on, and we're now faced more and more with more and more of our brothers and sisters and our family members and friends suffering from cancer and autoimmune diseases, and popping those pills that are causing more and more disease and death, that this is a completely satanic agenda. And if you have already clued into that, we need to think about saving some lives. You know, I can spend my time equally devoted to the great news, and really we should, but you know, this is an extremely urgent time where the parents' teachers' associations right now are promoting vaccinations and emergency preparedness that includes or features vaccinations, deadly injections and intoxications. You know, we've got to do something to save our brothers and sisters out there. And so thank you for bearing with us over the next few weeks. We're going to take this subject matter probably through to October. I don't think that we should stop being involved and engaged in activism at every single level possible in this issue. There's nothing more urgent on this planet to live another day, to live to see another day, to live to see our children and our children's children inherit a planet that's safer and that is not intoxicated, and that we can sustain ourselves permaculturally by being smart, being wise, being educated. That's what's necessary. And so we're going to be dedicating the next several weeks, as we hope you will too, to educating every brother and sister, every family member, extended family member out there, in the schools, in the workplaces, and those different parents' teachers' associations now where there are leaders being currently, right this week, appointed to direct parents, ushering other parents and school children into emergency quarantine camps, perhaps. That is a definitive possibility. And I think it's important that you should keep up with the latest news on this subject of flu, swine flu. The swine flu scam is on fluscam.com. And thanks to the great people at healthyworldstore.com, we're able to bring you this programming, and we're able to fund the development of these websites and the development of the information that's on these websites. And so the educational information that's life-saving, you can get by going to the new healthyworldaffiliates.com website. There's also Healthy World Organization. Folks, you and I both know that given what we're witnessing right now, which is unprecedented genocide. It's pan-genocide. In fact, it's called omni-genocide. That we humans are simply not the only targeted species for decimation. We're looking at pan-genocide or omni-genocide. Worldwide, every species is subject to the chemical intoxications. And if we're going to be injecting ourselves and allowing our children to be injected with foreign RNA and DNA, new genetic mutants, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, squalene, toxic wastes that when we get injected with or we eat or we flush down the toilet one way or another, it affects the entire environment. We've got to think smart. This is insane, and it's out of control. We've got to have an alternative to that, and that alternative is Healthy World Organization. So your support through Healthy World Store, buying all the books and tapes and DVDs and CDs and healthcare products, life-saving products such as OxySilver or Zeolife for great detoxification, or PrimoLife, the top shelf, complete broad spectrum nutraceutical that has everything in it that you need. Love Minerals, the Love Minerals product. Fabulous. You want to see your own body come to life and start energizing yourself like you never have seen in years? Go reverse aging, anti-aging. You want to begin to think about this product called Love Minerals. So these are the different products carried on the Healthy World Store. I invite you to go there and use the website and realize that this is part of a bigger plan. Healthy World Organization. As the opposite to the World Health Organization that is in the news this week, if you go on to fluscam.com and the latest news page on fluscam.com, you will see therein various articles, including this one on the World Health Organization, and also on Healthy World Store in the newsletter archives. If you're not getting our emails, absolutely, do not pass go. Go to the healthyworldstore.com website and put in your email address, and you'll receive these fine press releases and articles that we spend a lot of time doing so that you can help us save some lives, including your own. There's an article that we just sent out dealing with the World Health Organization's, the latest news this week. Again, by the grace of the Creator, I was the first one to come out with it. And then subsequently other people did. I know Dr. Joseph Mercola just came out with it also. The reality is that we're looking at what's called MOC. MOC live viruses in the swine flu vaccines. According to the World Health Organization, that the vaccine developers have been using these quote-unquote MOC viruses that I reported on back in April. Again, on the Inside Hour on this program, you heard it first, where we talked about Dr. Robertson from the UK, from the Porton Down Organization, the Biological Weapons Organization in the UK, and the World Health Organization liaison to Porton Down is Dr. Robertson. And he's in charge of the influenza. And I told you what he had reported to the World Health Organization leadership was that he recommended the use of MOC viruses to spread a form of the flu, not the flu that's circulating, but a laboratory-created flu as a, quote, seeding of the population in advance of the pandemics. And that's apparently what they've done. And we just got certification of that from the World Health Organization that about 3 weeks ago issued a report where they just happened to mention this. It was a report primarily saying that what we need is more propaganda. In fact, it was calling on the world's governments and the health administrators and health officials to add more and more money to the propaganda and messaging, broadcasting, how safe these vaccines are and how the people should not worry that they're going to be injected, infected, intoxicated, and depopulated. So it was really an appeal for propaganda. But in that appeal, that the World Health Organization issued had a paragraph that described the testing that was being done to fast-track these vaccinations. Now, if you think about this for a minute, the reality is they're testing these vaccines right now, and at the same time, they are also injecting these vaccines into various populations, military personnel, healthcare professionals, emergency responders. These are the people who are, they say, at great risk. They've wanted to inject pregnant women. They've said for now months that the pregnant women are at highest risk, therefore should be treated first. You know, it's really for depopulation. These poor pregnant mothers, can you imagine them getting vaccinated and the effects of mercury or squalene and the immune toxins on the fetus, on the developing neurology of the fetus? Well, it's great news. We just came across my desk yesterday that approximately 7% only of pregnant women have in the UK, this is, have said that they will take this vaccine. That means 93%, it's almost a unanimous vote by the pregnant women that are smarter than the fools calling themselves public health officials that are saying that the women are at highest risk, therefore need to have this very risky vaccination. So that's great news. As I mentioned earlier, in Hong Kong, more than half of the physicians who were polled said that they will not take this vaccination. In New York State, it's about 60%, 70% of the nurses said that they will not get vaccinated. And likewise, in the UK, the nurses there said, the vast majority said that they would not take this vaccine either. So why should we, the people? Why should our parents, teachers, associations still be plugging this genocidal operation? And so the World Health Organization appealed to the health officials to propagandize more and more to persuade us that we're wrong, that all the risks that we say exist are non-existent, that it's a figment of our imaginations. And so I want you to know that on fluscam.com is the actual World Health Organization document. You can read it yourself, and you can read in there precisely what they say, that they're currently engaged with the six different vaccine manufacturers who are actually using mock viruses, laboratory genetically engineered live viruses that when injected into a human being then mixes with any viruses in the body, especially the flu viruses, recombines, and then if that person gets sick or sneezes, and guess what? Now you've got a population exposed to a brand new laboratory creation. And what's interesting also is that in this past week, the Journal of New England Journal of Medicine came out with a very interesting report wherein it was revealed that the swine flu outbreak of the 76 was possibly a laboratory creation, and that prior to that, way back in the Fort Dix era when the flu spread there, that was definitively, they said, another laboratory creation. So what we're witnessing is one laboratory creation after another creating these frights, creating these pandemics, and there's obviously a geopolitical agenda. There's a depopulation agenda behind all of this, and unless you wake up to it, you could fall very easily victim to it. So this issue of the World Health Organization actually telling us that they're testing vaccines right now and injecting vaccines right now that have these mock-up viruses, and that this issue is critical for, you know, not just our health and safety, but as I said, the entire environment, and that we're asking you to also go online to this fluscam.com website and cut and paste, copy, download for free the resolution that's there. There's also, besides the resolution, which is, again, Reverend Roxy Hampton has been active this week before the Hawaii legislators on the Big Island to get the Big Island to pass a resolution that would reinforce the religious exemption. When you go on fluscam.com, you'll realize that your only hope for evading and avoiding this intoxication and degeneration of your immune system is to declare your religious exemption. It is the only fundamental freedom that we have that's constitutionally based that remains basically there for you and I to assert. So we really need to let people know, and there's a book, there's a reference text on fluscam.com linked thereon by attorney Alan Phillips, who has done a wonderful job in compiling the legal statutes and looking from state to state at every single state statutes that will enable you to know what your rights are and then how to articulate and assert your rights in a parents' teachers' association, for example, or in a school administrator's office. I was told this week that by the school principal, in fact, that there was nothing she could do. What's frightening about that statement is that she added that she's just following orders. What does that remind you of? Reminds me of Nazi Germany. That's the Nuremberg defense. Hey, I think we're engaged with, is it Reverend Roxy Hampton?
I want to turn my monitor off down so I can hear you.
Oh, I think we're going to be joined in a minute by, who's calling us tonight?
Yeah, this is Jim in Georgia, and I want to weigh in my thoughts about the flu shots.
Yes, I hope my listeners can hear you. I know BBSradio.com is carrying both video and audio signals tonight.
So, okay, Jim, yeah, it is. The signal's kind of low. My thoughts are, going on 1,200 people in a survey that I'm personally conducting, an online survey, 95% of the people, and I say yes, will use lethal force against forced vaccines. I mean, I, speaking for thousands of others as a part of the American Resistance Movement, state that forced vaccines, and like, i.e., kicking your door in, or you're stopped at a roadblock, and I don't care, we don't care if there's military or police, and they are going to force us to have vaccines, then we're going to lock and load and regard it as the first shot fired in the second American Revolution. We'll handle it the way a lawful gun owner would if someone attacked you with a knife in a dark alley. That's not saying we fired the first shot, but no one's going to grab our arms and stick a needle in it unless they want to be inoculated with lead. And this is there's a massive amount of people across this country that have this attitude that are prepared to offer a collective resistance that literally this may spark a revolt in America. I don't know if you've heard about this. Have you heard anything about this?
Brother, I so appreciate what you're saying. For those listening on love528tv.net, a brother from Georgia is just talking about the actual taking up of arms. Now, I've been calling for that for years. I've always said that if, you know, by the U.S. Constitution, you have a right to bear arms, and you have a right if somebody invades your home. And basically, like our brother is saying here, fires the first shot and wants to inject you, basically you have the right to protect your sovereign spirit-filled temple and your children and your own personal property. So I thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you,
and
I'm speaking on behalf of the American Resistance Movement. Thank you.
Yeah, I totally appreciate that, and you know, we're in kinship with you completely. We're working on Healthy World Organization, which is a revolution, because we're tired of being intoxicated and polluted and injected, infected, poisoned. This has got to stop, and we are declaring a revolution, an evolution in consciousness and sanity, reasonability, wisdom. We have all of the problems solved. Every single technology that's evolved over the last couple decades can solve every urgency. From the infectious disease problems, we have the silver hydrosols. For the alleged shortage of petrochemical fuels to maintain our economy, well, guess what? We can now run engines on water. All of this has got to stop. At the same time, you know, what's happened this week in the Barack Obama administration is the resignation of a major official because of the 9/11. Now, the question and that you've got to ask yourself, every single American has got to ask themselves right now, if 9/11 was an inside job, which anybody that has reasonable intelligence and examines the evidence comes to the conclusion it was an inside Bush administration globalist agenda job. It was a demolition, a planned demolition that took the lives of 50,000 of our brothers and sisters. And if the people who did that could kill in one couple-minute period 50,000 of us, what are they going to do with these vaccines? So I totally support what it is that you're saying. I totally am a pacifist. You would never, ever have me fire a first shot. But when it comes to life or death, in fact, you are compelled by the Constitution of the United States to be part of the resistance. The militias are all about that. That is what our great country, our great nation stands for and was founded on. So I completely concur. You won't have me fire the first shot, but you better believe I'll be standing by. God forbid these idiots come to my door and bang down my door and want to inject my daughter. Beyond that, you know, I have to tell you that the counseling that I have, it's completely despicable. Completely despicable. I'm not some kind of a fool. Obviously, Dr. Leonard Horowitz has about 36 scientific peer-reviewed publications. I have 16 books. But yet I have had to counsel my daughter this week on how to run away and hide in the bushes if need be from a school system that is run by deranged people who think that the public health officials are offering them a solace in the wake of a flu. That is insane. That's not the America that any single one of us want. So, brother, I completely concur. I applaud you for your heroic deeds. I applaud you for the research and the polling, and I applaud you for what you're doing here on this show tonight. Any other comments? Thanks for calling. Anyway, you know, I have also in the studio tonight, we have, and it's going to be a little challenging for us to engage our sister, whose name is Sherry Kane, who's involved in the marketing of this concept of the Healthy World Revolution. She's joined me tonight, and a little technical difficulties. We don't have the microphones quite set up the way I'd like to see them set up. But Sherry has done an extreme amount of research on Barack Obama, and I know you've heard a lot about that subject. I know you've heard a lot of bad things about Barack, but you know, she carries a lot of wonderful information, and it has this tie-in to what's taking place with regard to health. We really need to have a substitute. If the medical doctors, and praise Creator for the fact that half of the doctors have the sanity to avoid this injectable toxicity, and so this is great. We also need those doctors to learn the next step. It's not just about avoiding the risks. It's about learning what was kept from them. You know, as a public health professional, when I was at Harvard, nobody ever taught me about the botanicals and the herbs and the essential oils and homeopathy. Nobody ever told me about acupuncture and the alternatives and the complementary tools and methods and materials and therapies and light and color and sound and frequencies. Nobody ever told me about that in dental school or when I got my other degrees. Nobody ever told us because, again, when you understand academics, you understand who tracks, the academic tracking. You're engaged in a tracking system whereby grant funding controls, that is the money, controls the tracking. And when you understand that, you understand that you've got to publish or perish, and you got to, in order to publish, you've got to do the research according to that track. And so you're never tracked into alternative and natural healing or spiritual healing. You're tracked away from it into chemical intoxication. And so the physicians, I applaud those physicians who are awake enough to say no to the vaccines, but I'm asking them, you folks listening who know doctors, ask your doctor to take the next step beyond avoiding the vaccinations, to become educated into all the alternatives. And that's what Healthy World Organization is engaging. That's what the training programs that we're currently developing, and in the next few weeks we'll be actually launching this whole new program whereby we're going to create a lot of new jobs. When you think about the fact that 15-16% of the gross national product, you know, the name alone, the gross national product involves health care, which is actually not health care at all. It's a complete deception. Just like everything else that the government is throwing at us, such as the safety, alleged safety of vaccination is a deception, so is this concept of health care. Centers for Disease Control is actually Centers for Disease Creation. CDC, Centers for Disease Creation. They do not eliminate disease. They don't even prevent it. About 1% of the whole budget, 1% is about preventing disease. And they have the nerve to get on the boob tube and tell you to wash your hands and wear masks and avoid subways and avoid crowded places when the flu season comes. And that's prevention? Excuse me. How about taking OxySilver? How about taking vitamin D? How about vitamin C? Gee whiz, you know, this is absolutely official malfeasance. Gross criminal malfeasance that you have physicians and public health officials not telling you the basics in an urgency period where allegedly we've got a pandemic flu coming, and the reality is they're not telling you the simplest, most fundamental things that anybody with any sense would tell you. What does that tell you? It tells you there's a genocidal agenda, a depopulation agenda that's unfolding here. And so the reality is we have got to create a revolution on various levels. And I'm talking about the health revolution. I'm talking about Healthy World Organization, in which there will be affiliates, Healthy World affiliates. We're going to have where you will be able to join up for free, and it will give you a job. It'll give you a job in this tremendous health sector, the biggest probably, besides military and beside petrochemical and insurance, the concept of healthcare, 15%, 16% of the gross national product in a period of history where everybody's sick and everybody's dying because they've been poisoned. We're going to give you a job for free that you'll be able to make a lot of money doing, but best of all, you'll be able to save a lot of lives doing it. That's what's necessary. Take back our country, take back our rights, take back our freedoms, and take back our health care. Because it's about personal responsibility. Nobody's going to give you anything for free. You know, I did a couple radio shows tonight and earlier tonight, and one of the hosts said, did you hear about Walgreens now giving free flu vaccines for people who are impoverished, the poor people? Line up, poor people, come get your free vaccines. My response to that is, what do you get for free today? Genocide, with a capital G. You get intoxicated, infected, injected, and depopulated for free. And so this is what we've got to leave. Leave it behind. It's kind of like what Jesus said. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her lunacy, her hypocrisy, her insanity, and her plagues. So that's what we're doing. We're engaged in a peaceful revolution and an evolution based on sanity, getting out of hypocrisy, leaving these officials who call themselves public health officials and medical doctors who are perceived as medical deities, who know nothing about natural healing, who do not observe the basic fundamental understanding that God's greatest gift to humanity is the immune system, how it functions normally, naturally, responsively to every toxin, every agent. The gall, I mean the absolute insanity. We in America, we the land of the free, the home of the brave, in God we trust. Well, what happened to faith and trust in God? What happened to faith and trust in the covenant that says God will protect you and I if so long as we follow the rules and follow the laws and we don't do ourselves in with stupidity? What happened to that America? We need to recover it through a revolution. So I really appreciate the brother from Georgia calling in, and I ask every single person listening tonight to begin to talk just like our brother in Georgia, to talk like Dr. Len Horowitz talks. We need a peaceful revolution. It's not about picking up weapons in anything other than self-defense. It's about picking up peace branches, olive leaves, particularly where it says in the Bible, the end of time, it tells you that the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, which is you, your bloodstream, shall carry the crystal clear water. And surrounding you will be the trees whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. The people who committed this atrocity against humanity and every other species on this planet, they've got to go. They've got to go peacefully. The ideal way for them to go is to transcend metaphysically, spiritually, their hypocrisy, their blindness, their idiocy, stupidity, egoic greed. Ideally, we'd like to have that simply be purged by an act of the Holy Spirit. What a blessing that would be. My prayer goes out tonight for that to happen. And in the event that doesn't happen, in the event that unfortunately in humanity we the people know, we've experienced it as we've lived long enough to realize we only change sometimes or most of the time when we get whacked. We get whacked over the square feet, and the rest of the planet would be devoid of people. So the reality is we don't really have an overpopulation problem. What we have is a greedy manipulation and intoxication for genocide, profiteering off of suffering, profiteering off of non-renewable resources or resources that are scarce or that can be made to be scarce, just like water is today. Imagine. They talk about water wars. Water, the most fundamental, basic ingredient of the universe. In the beginning, there was the Creator. There was the water. Even before the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible, even before the Word is mentioned in the Bible, let there be light, there was the water. NASA scientists prove water exists throughout space, everywhere in the universe, because it's the creative juice. It's part of the triune God. It was there when God was there. Imagine that being scarce. Imagine us having wars over water. In other words, let's just now create another holy war. Let's create another religious zeal that we take each other apart, tear each other apart. Meanwhile, the technology exists. We're about to carry on the Healthy World Store a water device that actually makes water from air. You can be in the desert, turn the machine on because it's solar powered, and you can collect 12 gallons of water a day from one machine. Imagine if we had that type of technology, that if our government, instead of spending $1.5 billion in propagandizing vaccinations, they would spend that for water machines to help people in arid areas. So it's not about us having shortages of anything. We've got the answers to everything. When we did Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, we showed you that in fact, right now you can go online. Still, it's a beautiful website that's up. LiveH2O.org has a video wall. Click on it. Look at this video from Japan of the car that's running on pure water. I have a friend and a colleague who lives in Portland, Oregon. About 6 months ago, he drove out to visit me in northern Idaho. It was about 300 miles. And he did that on about 3 gallons of diesel fuel and about 4 gallons of water. because he had a technology. He had that simple technology. A little salt, a little water, you create hydrogen. You create that hydrogen gas going into the combustion chamber. Suddenly, now that little bit of diesel fuel that he's got burning explodes. It gives you a tremendous increase in horsepower. So what are we doing? We're following like sheep to the slaughter and taking the entire environment with us because we've remained silent. Silence. We're silenced by the media. We're silenced by ourselves. We remain silent when part of a conspiracy of silence that brings on this judgment day. So it's not about remaining silent anymore. You know, I've had the most wonderful week. You know, as now, you're empowered. You think about this. You, personally, are right now empowered to talk about this everywhere you go. What empowers you to talk about this in the lines as you check out in grocery stores where there's people around you, and there's three or four people bagging and checking out your products, and there's a little sign there in the Safeway food markets that says, go to the pharmacy for your vaccinations, and you bring that topic up and you say, you know, half of the doctors out there are not going to inject themselves or their patients. What are you in this store doing here? Are you planning, then you say it's right to the person who's the cashier, you say, are you planning to get vaccinated? And they're going to tell you right there, hell no. And that hell no is going to go around to all the people in the checkout counter. There's your revolution. You have then, right then and there, if you did that and if everybody did what I just said, you would have that conspiracy of silence, the number one thing that is enslaving us and intoxicating us and sending us to an early grave, you would have it eliminated. You know what Jesus said? Yeshua said, my people die of lack of applied knowledge. You have the knowledge right now to save this planet. You have the knowledge right now to save the people all over the world. And so it's about speaking up like our brother just did from Georgia, calling into the Inside Hour and telling us the truth that shall set us free. And it's not a limited truth. You know, half the truth doesn't set you free. Half a truth such as vaccines are safe and effective. Safe and effective for who? Proven by who or what? A biased World Health Organization? A absolutely scumbag of an academic institution such as Harvard that I graduated from, whose professors are tracked according to the Rockefeller directed plans? This is something we just sent out also. You know, when following the World Health Organization's decree that there's seeding in the population these mock viruses in the vaccinations that recombine and actually have recombination. And it appears to me over and over again, I keep getting science and data and more evidence that it will be a combination avian, swine, and Spanish flu viruses. You remember the Spanish flu? It was buried. It was done. You know, the beginning of the 19th century, it was virtually there and then gone. I think it was 1918. So from 1918, what did they do about 5 years ago? The vaccine developers dug up a body from a person and got the virus and got the sequences. This is what we read in the news. And we stood by silent. And so now what's going around has those sequences in it, says New England Journal of Medicine. Gee whiz, you know, we have gotten to the point where we need a revolution. We literally need a healthy world revolt. We need to have a healthy world revolution to stay healthy. And so this is the concept that we're evolving right now. We haven't got all the details in place. We're working feverishly. We're working 16 hours plus a day. I tell you, if I look a little tired to you, it's because I am. We've been working very, very hard. And it's great work. When you're working for the Creator and you're working to save lives and help a lot of people, it's a blessing. So this is what we're engaged in. I invite you to go online. You can check out what we've got online right now at healthyworldorganization.com. healthyworldorganization.org or .com, and you'll get an overview of what we're proposing and advancing right now. It'll involve an affiliate program. Again, it'll be for free. You'll be given everything for free up front to start helping to save lives and make a job for yourself that you can be proud of. And then besides the affiliate program, you'll have the opportunity actually to even develop a degree in naturopathic medicine, a certified degree that is highly respected and accredited by a major university. You'll have the opportunity to learn, even if you're an average person who loves people and who loves healthcare and wants to learn alternatives in healthcare, we'll have the opportunity for you not only to get a job and help save lives, but advance your own training over a period of about 7 to 8 years. We're looking at a continuing relationship with you to have you become the replacement for all the medical deities out there who, in the name of healthcare and science, are killing us. So this is what we're engaged in, and we're very, very pleased that we're doing this right now. You know, Sherry, I wonder if you could just hand me that cell phone over there. I've got my monitor went off over there, and I don't have the exact time right now, so I don't know. I don't want to go over. Yeah, it's not. We've got about 5 minutes left before. You're welcome to stay tuned to BBSRadio.com. Our brother is going to be following us. Don Nikoloff and Evident Footprints, you want to stay tuned. Listen to Don. He's a beautiful soul and a very wise man, very committed also to the same kinds of things that we're talking about. I want to, again, encourage you. The best, easiest, fastest way right now to be one of the first people to sign up in engaging the Healthy World Organization and the affiliate and the ambassador programs and the trainings, you can go online to oxysilver.com. I haven't spent a lot of time tonight talking about OxySilver, but the reality is you've got to understand what this miraculous mineral water is all about, how it works using Creator's energy, using the electrocution capacity of nanosilver bonded to water like nothing else you've ever seen. That's why our beloved brother Don Harkins, who's right now, we pray on his bed, getting better right now because of our prayer tonight. We sent him two cases, one for IV use by his physicians. And if you have a doctor out there who's got any sense, go tell your doctor that OxySilver is available for IV, intravenous utilization. It's prescribed only for those people who are in critical care, people who are crashing and dying in AIDS or cancer clinics, people with infectious diseases that the antibiotics can't effectively treat, people whose immune systems have given out and they're on their way out. Those are the people that OxySilver can save. And so this is why we've sent those cases to our brother Don and his physicians. And we ask you to tell your doctors about OxySilver. Tell them they do not need to inject, infect, intoxicate people with vaccinations. Tell them to stop prescribing poisonous antibiotics that are not only poisoning people and creating hideous toxic side effects, but polluting our entire ecosystem. Tell them that there's OxySilver, there's the alternative, that is simply a nanoparticle-sized silver and mineral water that really, when there's less than 5 parts per million, folks, and I know that the drug industrialists want to take us out. That's what they have advanced with litigation against the Environmental Protection Agency to claim that the silver hydrosols, these nano silver hydrosols, are pesticides, they call it. Pesticides because they don't want the competition against their sacred cows. Vaccinations as well as intoxicating antibiotics. So go to OxySilver.com. Join up as an affiliate there for free tonight. If you're listening, it takes you 2 minutes for free. There's no hidden cost. There's no hidden anything. You have it right there. If you don't want to buy anything, don't buy anything. But at least you'll have a resource that can save lives. If you know a buddy or a friend who needs it, you'll have the opportunity to save a life. So thanks for listening tonight. I really appreciate you being with us. By next week, Creator willing, we'll have our little studio operating a little bit more effectively, I pray, and then I'll be able to bring Sherry Kane on because I'll have two microphones. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Tuesday nights, Insight Hour, 9 Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. Love ya. Bye for now.